suck the marrow out of life. I've got to realize it just goes so fast. I've got to stop and purpose to just get everything out of life, to enjoy everything while I have this chance. Let's go on. Another movie that took place. Go ahead to the next slide. Oh, no, here's just more of the same thing. And so you see the sunrise and setting so quickly. Go ahead to the next one. Oh, here's a song. Anyone remember what this says there? You see that little record? Who had a record like that, huh? A nice little record. Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. He's the worship leader. Rolling Stone magazine said it's the fourth saddest song of all time. I agree. It's one of them sad ones. Because he's sitting there thinking, his dad, you know, it's just yesterday my kid was born. Just yesterday. But there were planes. Life. I've got work to do, things to do. And next thing I know, the kid's talking, he's walking, he's off to school, he's married, out of the house. How did this happen? And the kid says, I'm going to grow up to be just like you. Good or bad, that's, you know, life moves on. And we all get those responsibilities. It happens. And so we need to realize this, that stuff happens. And we need to go to work to have money to buy food for our family. But at the same time, we've got to realize that so much stuff can just rob us of a lot of valuable time. If we go to the next slide, now see, anyone remember this movie? This was a women's baseball league. Right now there's a basketball, WNBA, probably the only big women's sport. Who remembers? Why was there a women's baseball league? World War II. The men were sent overseas to fight. And those Americans still back home, listen, yes, this is a tragedy, but life still must go on for us here at home. And part of life going on is baseball. But the guys are gone. And so, if I'm not mistaken, Wrigley from Wrigley Gum was one of the key men in founding this league. And these women here, they had to jump at this opportunity. If they had any talent and any passion and interest in playing ball, it was now or never. Because why? The war would eventually end. And when the war ended, the men would come home. And when the men would come home, the ladies be out of a job. No more baseball. We're not going to watch the ladies if we could watch the men. And so the ladies, there was just this brief little season. The window was open for just a short time. And the women had to grab hold of this opportunity while they had a chance. And this is the message we've got to remember. We can't let opportunities pass us by. There are some things, you'll have bills to pay every day. Don't worry about the bills. You'll always get another one in the mail. You know, hey, you don't have to worry there. But there are other opportunities. It's now or never. There is no tomorrow. There is no second chance for some things. And so we've got to grab hold of what we can. Let's go to the next slide. I found this when I was searching. On the left is Dr. Seuss poem. Dr. Seuss, he writes kids' books, right? Well, let's listen to this kid's little book here. How did it get so late so soon? It's night before it's afternoon. December is here before it's June. My goodness, how the time has flown. How did it get so late so soon? It's a kid's book. Well, maybe he knows mom and dad are reading the kid's book to the kid. And so here he is speaking to the kids or just planting the seeds in the little ones. But time flies. How did it get so late? How did this happen? And then I found this one here. Listen, so time flies when you're having fun. So stay bored and live forever. Maybe that'll work. I don't know. If it works for you, let me know. But it feels like it goes slower, but it's going to end and move on anyway. But time flies. Time just moves. And so let's look at some scriptures. Go to the next slide here. Sunrise, sunset, Jacob understood it. Now here I could get away with this. In church, I'd have a little explanation to do, huh? There's a book of Jacob in your Bible. Not every believer in Yeshua realizes that, huh? James, I've been told King James needed there to have his name in the scriptures and so change Jacob's name. I wasn't there to verify this, but that's the story I'm told. But Jacob 4:14, what is your life? You are a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes. The Amplified, you're really but a whisper vapor, a puff of smoke, a mist that's visible for a little while and then disappears into thin air. If we were to go next door there into the kitchen area, wherever it is, and you put a little pot of water on the stove and turned it on, eventually in a few minutes you'd see that mist coming up. But just as quickly as that little mist comes up out of the pot, it just disappears into thin air, gone forever. This is what Jacob says life is about. Let's go on and see the next scripture. Yeshua tells a story in Luke here. The farm of a certain rich man produced a terrific crop. He talked to himself, "What can I do? My barn's not big enough for all this harvest." And he said, "Here's what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns. I'll build bigger ones. And then I'll gather in my grain and goods, and I'll say to myself, 'Self, you've done well.'" It's okay sometimes if you have to commend yourself, all right? And so he commends himself. "You've got it made. You can rest now. You can retire. Take it easy and have the time of your life." And then just then God showed up and said, "Fool, tonight you die." Well, listen, in general, there's going to be a day we're all going to hear that message tonight. That's it. We're all going to hear that. Now, hopefully you don't hear the word fool at the beginning of that sentence. If you do that, you're in trouble, okay? You don't want to hear God address you as a fool. And so that's one thing, you know. But we're all going to get to that place. Tonight it's over. And that's it. So we've got to live life now, because we don't get a warning when that day's coming. But God has things for us to do and to enjoy right here and now. Don't miss out on these opportunities. Let's see the next scripture on the next slide. Here we go. Ecclesiastes, childhood and the prime of your life are fleeting. The wonderful moments of youth quickly disappear, or you aren't going to be young very long. It just doesn't last forever, youth. And go on to the next slide. So in light of that, what does Solomon say? Remember your Creator while you're still young. Now, all of you in this room, whatever age you are, remember Him right now. Before those dismal days and years come when you say, "I don't enjoy life." And then he goes on, and what does he do? He starts describing there a little poetry, how your body starts to fall apart. You know, he just uses some nice little fun poetry. The light of the sun and the moon and the stars grow dim. The rain clouds never pass away. Your arms that protected you will tremble. Your legs that are now so strong will grow weak. Your teeth will be too few to chew your food. Some people, your eyes too dim to see clearly. We need glasses, and then new glasses, and stronger glasses. Let's continue the scripture on the next page. And what, your ears will be deaf to the noise of the street. You'll barely be able to hear the mill as it grinds, the music as it plays. But the song of a bird will wake you from sleep. It's crazy what happens to those ears. You don't hear the things you heard all before, but that bird will never let you fall asleep again. Something just goes haywire inside your body there. You'll be afraid of high places. Walking will be dangerous. Hikes to the mountains are a thing of the past. I tell my kids, go enjoy. I'll watch from here, and I'll be a good daddy and enjoy my kids having fun. Huh? A stroll down the road has its own terrors. Sometimes it just gets, it's dangerous just getting out of bed. And, your hair will turn white. That's why I always loved the goatee. And I had one years ago, but I stopped. And you see why? Because the hair just ain't the same color here anymore. And I finally, God just says, you need to go be comfortable in your own hair color, is what He told me. I need to be comfortable in my hair color. And so I felt the Lord say, I need to just grow it again and not be concerned what color it is. And so that's what I've done. And so get ready. Let's see. Go to the next page first. Let me just see. Hold on, Geetha, 1 second. So life is short. This lady read the book of what? Ecclesiastes. Life is short. Smile while you still have teeth. Hey, if you've got them, flaunt them and enjoy them and show them off, because you got no promise they'll be there tomorrow. So enjoy those teeth, okay? You got to enjoy it. It's all right. And then the next picture. Go ahead. I'm not old, I just need WD-40. And so I started thinking, I mean, here it is, I got this WD-40, and I said, all right, you know, the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, I could see how this will help him, and I think, what, they even used it on him in a movie, but I don't know where I could use this, I don't know what I can do with this, but it's the knees, yeah. I've just finished a month of physical therapy. When I went to go get Asha, it was a miracle I got in the car and was able to drive. I couldn't sit for more than a minute or two without whole body locking up. And I've just got to come to grips reading Ecclesiastes and say, I'm going to have to stretch every day for the rest of my life. It's not an option. God still has living for me to do. And so it just means I'm going to have to spend 20, 30 minutes, whatever, stretching every day. And I guess if that's all I got to do, I got nothing to complain about. It could be worse. So listen, I want to encourage you, take a few minutes and stretch. Because God has life for you. He has things for you to do. And you can't use that WD-40 on your human body. And if anyone figures out how, come and tell me. And so if not, I guess it means we're just going to have to be willing to stretch, take some walks. Let's go to the next page. I love this little thing here. And see, you know you're getting old when everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. That's just the way it is. And we got one more picture here. A little fun just to see what it says. Here he goes. If my body was a car, I'd trade it in for a newer model, because every time I cough or sneeze, my radiator leaks and my exhaust backfires. Well, we could take testimonies there, but we'll not do that one. All right. The body you have just doesn't want to work the way it was created to work. So listen, what does this mean? Use your body now and go out there and live life. Enjoy the abundant life the Lord has. Serve the kingdom of God. And do it now. Live life. Go to the next picture there, on the next slide there. You know, don't you just wish you could hold back time? Stop time from moving forward, or even just push it back and get a redo. But you don't. You know, unless you're Walt Disney World, you can make a movie and you could do ahead, redo. We don't get a redo. So this is it. Get up every day and live life. Live it. Go on to the next slide. Paul addresses this. Here's Paul. Here he is. I mean, the guy, we're reading his books, 2,000 years later, the advice he has. Not that I've already attained it or attained my goal. Paul, he says here, writing this thing, I haven't still attained and accomplished everything I'm supposed to. We're a work in progress. He also said, I'm confident this very thing, he who began a good work in me will complete it or perfect it in the day of Messiah. So we're not going to be perfect until Yeshua returns and gets rid of this flesh. But we want to pursue it. He says, but hey, I haven't attained that goal yet. I haven't accomplished it all. But I am going to take hold of that for which Messiah Yeshua took hold of me. I'm going to pursue to take hold of it. And if you go on to the next slide, brothers and sisters, so I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, I'm going to forget what's behind. It's done. That's it. So just forget about it. And I'm going to strain towards what's ahead. I'm going to make a great effort to pursue what life has for me today. I'm going to press on to the goal. I'm going to bring all my energies to bear on this one thing. I'm going to give all I got. Use all my energy to take hold of that which Messiah took hold of me for. And the last scripture, one of my other favorites from Paul, if we go to the last slide, Ephesians, we are his workmanship. His master, own masterwork, a work of art created in Messiah. Do you realize you are a work of art from God? You are God's work of art. And you are ready to be used for good works. You're not saved by good works, but you're saved for good works. He has work for you to do here in Lakeland. He has work for you to do in your community where you live. And he has set you apart, and he's got you ready right now. You're ready today to do those good works that he's already prepared beforehand for you. He's already laid out the path. You just got to get up out of bed and start walking. And get up there, and you'll have some forks in the road. So then you just sit there and say, okay, God, there's a fork. Which way? Should I go this way, or this? But he's already got the path laid out for you. He's not winging it as he goes. He has a path ready for you. So you just get up every day. God, open my ears, open my eyes, let my heart be soft and tender, and help me to experience the life, everything you got for me today. And so I want to encourage you. You know, I wasn't expecting that text from Pastor Jones that Sister Camille had her homecoming. 2 years older than me. We don't know when that text message is coming. And so every day, get out of bed and live life. And so let me pray for